Of Jesus Christ this morning. The title of the message is Halloween and the Christian's Response. I've never shared a message like this before, and I'm not sure if I've ever heard one directly related to Halloween. With it being October 31st today, this week I was praying about what I should share for today. And I was wrestling a little bit with, you know, should I really have a message geared towards Halloween? And Thursday evening we had our Bible clubs here, and there was very few, actually, at first there were no town children that came to Bible clubs. We had a few come late after they were trick-or-treating. And on the way home as a family we were talking about Halloween, and our children had some questions about it. And I was prompted, you know, maybe it would be good to study into it. I've never really studied into Halloween much. I mean, I would have heard some about it before. It was not an easy message for me to put together, but it was good for me to look into some of the origin of Halloween and how it's practiced. It's practiced different ways in different areas. And a quick Google search, if you would Google what Halloween is, a simple definition that I found was the night of October 31st. It's the eve of All Saints Day, commonly celebrated by children who dress in costumes and go door to door asking for candy. There's a part of Halloween that does not seem like there's anything wrong with it. I mean, children going door to door asking for candy seems rather innocent, right? It's a night that many children look forward to, you know, dressing up and going door to door asking for candy. And if that's just what it would be, I don't see anything really wrong with that. I mean, some of the costumes that they dress up, yes, that they are very evil looking costumes, and sometimes, but sometimes they are quite innocent looking. But I'm sure you've all seen some very gory decorations around Halloween. I don't know if you're like me, but every time, maybe I'm wrong on this, but sometimes it seems like the decorations come out earlier and earlier. Like even a month before Halloween, you start seeing decorations in some places. And I remember as a young boy going to school, there was a little farmette that we drove by that every Halloween they had lots of gory decorations out. And I know the one scene, there was a pitchfork that was like stabbed through a person and blood dripping and just horrific scenes. And even around here, I've seen very similar ones where there's a lot of blood, there's skeletons, there's witches, scary looking costumes. And I've often wondered, like, what do people get out of this? Like, all these children that see these things, why do people do it? And the extent that some people go, some people's yards are filled with these things. It's like the money they spend and like the space this takes to store, like, what do they get out of it? And I want to look a little bit at that this morning. Just a few statistics. According to the National Retail Federation, Americans are expected to spend more this Halloween than any other year. Over $10 billion is estimated as Americans to spend on Halloween. The per person amount, this would be averaged out, per person spent on costumes, candy, decorations, and greeting cards is anticipated to average $102. Again, this is average. So there's a lot of people that aren't spending anything on Halloween, and there's many that are spending well beyond, but it averages to just over $100 per American. So over $10 billion, that's expected. It's a slight increase from last year that is expected to be spent on Halloween. I don't know how many years now that, like, Home Depot, and I believe Lowe's as well, if you walk through those stores, like the front section is just, there's a large area has the Halloween costumes, the skeletons and witches that they have on display. And I remember, or just recently, going there with one of my children, walking down the aisle, it's like I wanted to steer away from that area. Like, some of the scary-looking witches that they have there is, I feel, enough to give a child nightmares. And yet, this is fun, I guess, by the world's standards. And it's something I just don't really understand. So the first point I want to look at this morning is Halloween, its origin, and its practices. And then the second one, I want to spend a little time on looking at common Christian responses to Halloween. Not every Christian responds the same way. There's differing views on what we should do with this, what's known as a holiday. Not necessarily a holiday where everybody takes off of work, but where it is celebrated. And then the third point, what is a biblical response to Halloween? So the first one, Halloween and its origin and practices. The word Halloween means hallowed evening or saints' evening. And one thing I've found in my studies and reading some things and listening to some things, you can read some things that where its origin was and some of the things that was practiced. They don't all say the same thing, but really it's a... The origins of Halloween stem from a variety of places and are a mixture of traditions that come from both pagan and Catholic traditions. And some of the sources I've looked at and listened to, one was Mike Winger at BibleThinker.org. He actually gave us a whole series on Halloween. I've listened to that. Also, Focus on the Family had an article on Halloween and what the Bible says about it. I've gathered some things from there, and also just reading different places online. Halloween has its roots in the ancient pre-Christian Celtic festival of Samhain, which is celebrated on the night of October 31st. The Celts, who lived 2,000 years ago in the area that is now Ireland, the United Kingdom, and northern France, believe that the dead return to Earth on Samhain. And they would light bonfires, and they would set out gifts of food, hoping to win the favor of those who died in the past year. They would also wear costumes to disguise themselves and ward off ghosts. So it was Halloween was a form of, or a way to connect with the dead. That's what they would do, or that's what they would try to do. And Samhain was the god of death in the Celtic beliefs, and they believed this god would gather the souls of those who had recently died. So a very dark night. And November 1st, which is known as All Saints' Day, also known as Hallows' Day, is a feast day celebrated by Roman Catholics, and not limited to that. And I don't know how many Roman Catholics would still say this is what they would practice today. This would be an interesting discuss, or something to discuss with some of you. I'm sure some of you have studied into some of this already as well. It is an opportunity for believers to remember all saints and martyrs known and unknown throughout Christian history. This is what I've read in some of the Roman Catholics and what they would practice on around Halloween, All Saints' Day. In AD 1000, the Roman Catholic Church designated November 2nd as All Souls' Day to remember all the dead. And this is a time where they believed that they, for the ones that have died and were in purgatory, that they would pray for them. If they had unconfessed sin in their lives, that they could pray for them and that they would be taken out of purgatory. And by the 9th century, Christianity had spread into Celtic lands where it gradually blended with and supplanted older pagan rites. In 1000 AD, the church designated November 2nd as All Souls' Day, a time for honoring the dead. And one common theme around Halloween is remembering the dead and celebrating the dead. And there's a day that's celebrated by some groups around Halloween is the Day of the Dead, where they will specifically remember the dead. And I have a sister and brother-in-law that live in Mexico, and the Day of the Dead is very commonly practiced even today, remembering the dead. And by the Catholicism, the Catholic Church there, yesterday I messaged my brother-in-law, Jason, and he was sharing with me some of the things that they would see in Mexico right around this time. Halloween, the day before, or the last day of October, in Mexico, it was very common for people to go out and buy lots of alcohol. They would buy lots of flowers. They would buy food, and they would go to the graveyards, and they would take flowers. And he said, you can go drive by some graveyards, and the graveyard would be littered with flowers, lots of flowers, and they'd be partying there during the night and just drinking heavily. There'd be a lot of drunkenness, and it was a way they were trying to connect with the dead. Very dark and sad night. Some believe that the spirits of the dead, their friends and family, will come and visit them when they would go do these things, whether it was in their house or whether it was in the graveyard. Some would build altars in their house, and they would make food for their family members that have passed away, and they would invite them, and they would want them to come and so they could feel their presence. Again, a way of connecting with the dead. And this is called necromancy, trying to connect with the dead. Really, they are not connecting with the deceased, but rather they are connecting with evil spirits and trying to connect with them. Deuteronomy chapter 18, you don't have to turn there, but I'll read a few verses. This is a very evil thing that takes place around Halloween. And Deuteronomy 18 verse 9 says, and when you come into the land which the Lord your God has given you, this is talking about the Israelites, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens or future telling, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. So we see back in the Old Testament, this is something that the Lord hates. It is evil. It is an abomination to him when people are trying to connect with the dead. And many times around Halloween, there is some people groups that still do this today, trying to connect with the dead. And there are Wiccan or pagan practices that still do similar things today. This time is also known as Halloween is known as a high holy day for some Wiccans and pagans that practice these things. They feel there is more spiritual activity going on around this time. On a general level, Halloween is a time of the year celebrated by advocates of Wicca, a network of practicing witches. As the official religion of witchcraft, Wicca believes October 31st to mark the time when the separation between the spiritual and physical realms is the thinnest. In other words, Halloween is the best time to try and interact with the supernatural realm, according to Wiccans. Another popular All Hallows Eve ritual was mirror gazing, as people hope to catch a vision of their future by looking into the mirror. So a lot of things that are taking place during time of Halloween. There are Satanists that also participate in Halloween and do some very bizarre, demonic, and evil things around this time. So how should we respond to Halloween? What should be our response? I believe Halloween is a day that Satan loves. He loves the darkness, and I believe he's very busy during this time. There's a lot of partying going on, even in our cultures today, around this time, a lot of drinking, people tapping into the dark spirits, Ouija boards, fortune telling, and a lot of these things are still going on today. A lot of these things I was never around, but from studying into it, some of these things still going on. But I want to be fair as well, and I don't believe that everybody that goes out trick-or-treating, every child, whether it's a four-year-old or eight-year-old child going out, going door-to-door collecting candy, is really tapping into demonic powers. And I'll talk some about that, where I come out on it personally, and like I said, it would be interesting to talk to some of you about that as well, to see where you come out on some of these things. This is a day that many children, or Halloween is a day that many children look forward to, you know, going out and collecting candy, and rightly so. Would it be wrong for children to go door to door on any other day of the year? We probably wouldn't really think twice about it. I mean, nothing wrong in itself of going out and collecting candy, but it's the things that are associated with Halloween that I believe, or is why I personally would refrain from doing some of these things, or why I don't go around with, or my wife and I don't go around door to door with our children around this time, because of the darkness that is associated with it. And I believe most of you, or maybe all of you, if we could do away with Halloween, if it would become part of the past, and it wouldn't be part of our communities or wherever we are, I believe we would love to see that, just because of all the darkness that goes around it. So, does the Bible say that Halloween is a sin? Well, the Bible doesn't speak directly about Halloween, but there are some, the Bible does give us guidance on how we should respond to the powers of darkness that are out there. Scripture carefully instructs Christians against participation in pagan practices, like we had read in Deuteronomy, directly involving witchcraft, the occult, and the worship of other deities. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31 says, this is Paul writing, he says, "So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." I think that should give us some instruction in how we should handle a holiday like Halloween. Can we go out and participate in the world the way the world does in Halloween and still do it all to the honor and glory of God? And what I want to drive home this morning with the message is, I want you all to abstain from darkness, because you are called to be a light in this world. And I want to look at that some in the message this morning. So the second point, common Christian responses to Halloween. Among Christians, there are differing views, as I already stated. Some would say that as Christians, we should have no part in Halloween. And I've read someone posted that true Christians should have no part in Halloween. And then I've heard someone else say, well, that's a rather bold statement. If you're saying true Christians should have no part in Halloween, it's like, I believe they have a level of pride if they're going to make that statement. And I had to think through that some, but I believe what he was getting at is, if you're going to say true Christians have no part in Halloween, you're saying that all these innocent children, or where he was coming from, that all these innocent children going out and collecting candy are connecting to demonic power, or tapping into that demonic power. And he would have separated a little bit, you know, there's some innocence that goes on as well. So, well, I'll talk more about that later. There's a second, and there might be more views on this, but I have three of them down here, common responses. Some believe it is fine to participate and view it just as having a fun time. Some would recognize that, yeah, there's some maybe demonic activity that goes on, but, you know, we can celebrate, we can go collect candy, we can have a fun time with others and all have fun together. And others, a third view is, some participate with trick-or-treating and things like that with the intent to evangelize, with the intent to maybe pass out tracts or whatever. They'll go out and try to bring good into Halloween. So which is the best approach? Should we just have no part of it? Should we get involved in a, is it okay to get involved in a very light level? Is it okay to get involved with the intent to evangelize, or how should we respond? So the third one, what is a biblical response to Halloween? You can turn with me in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5. And like I said, we can't find any verses directly related to Halloween in the Bible, but we can find instruction in how we should live, or how we should, I believe, respond to Halloween. Ephesians chapter 5, Paul is the one who wrote this, and he's telling the Christians how they should live, and I'll read verses 8 through 14, very familiar verses to many of us. I want to think about us to think about these verses in the context of Halloween. Paul said, "For you were sometimes darkness, or you were once living in darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." I don't know what all went through your mind as we looked at those verses, but to me that gives us some guidance in responding to Halloween. Paul is saying, you were once living in darkness, now you are walking in light, or living in light, to continue walking in the light, to be putting off the darkness. And some of the origins of Halloween that we looked at, some of the things that take place, there are some very dark things that take place, some very gory, demonic, evil things that take place over that time. And as Christians, we are to be walking in the light. And I want to use the whiteboard just to do a very simple diagram contrasting light and darkness. So I'll illustrate it with a circle, and I'll divide this circle and try to represent the two kingdoms in this circle. The kingdom of light and the kingdom... not good to write while I'm trying to talk. So we have the two kingdoms, and each one of us and everyone in the world is in one of these two kingdoms. So if these dots represent people, we are all, every one of us, like I said, every one of us in the world are in one of these two kingdoms. And when I think of Halloween and the Christians that say, well, it's okay to, you know, participate in Halloween, you know, just, it's all, we can still enjoy it, have fun together, and there's nothing really wrong with celebrating Halloween. And what I would think of it in my mind is mixing the kingdom of light with the kingdom of darkness. Tapping into some of the darkness when Paul says clearly that we are to be walking in light and not having any part of the kingdom of darkness. Just a simple illustration when we're thinking about the Christian's response and Halloween. You can turn with me in your Bibles as well to 1 Thessalonians 5. I want to read some verses there. Again, thinking of the Christian's response to Halloween. Again, this is Paul writing, and 1 Thessalonians 5, Actually, just a few verses in chapter 4 I want to note. I'll read verse 1 in chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Paul says, "Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received us, how ye ought to walk and to please God, so that ye would abound more and more." And then verse 4, "that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor." And jumping down to verse 7, "for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness." Again, thinking of putting off the darkness and living a holy life. And I would view it as participating in Halloween, getting involved with how the world celebrates Halloween is walking in uncleanness, in unholiness, when we are called to live holy lives. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I will start reading at verse 1 and read through 22. These are fairly short verses in here. Many of the verses are short. Paul says, "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief." Verse 5, "But ye are all the children of light and the children of day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, and warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good." And verse 22, "abstain from all appearance of evil." Thinking about Halloween and our response to Halloween, we are to abstain from all appearance of evil. And in Thessalonians as well, Paul told us to reprove the works of darkness. There is a time where we are to call out the ones who are living in darkness, to reprove them, have no part of them. We are to abstain from the darkness. In the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, Jesus was saying that his followers are to be the light of the world. He said, "We are the salt of the earth. And if the salt loses its savor, how is it going to be seasoned? It is then good for nothing to be thrown out and trampled under the foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. And it gives light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." And I believe when we are mixing the two kingdoms, when the children of light are involved in the kingdom of darkness, or going back to the kingdom of darkness, it is mixing the two, and it is giving a cloudy picture to the world. It is giving, it is not being a light in this dark world. So, my response to Halloween, and I've shared a little bit about this already, but because of all the darkness that is associated around Halloween, I don't want to take my family out trick-or-treating. The picture that it gives the world. But neither do I believe that, or neither, I don't feel right saying that every innocent child that goes out trick-or-treating dressed up in a little costume is really tapping into evil powers. But I want to stay away from it because of all the darkness associated with it. I've just listened to a testimony of an ex-Satanist that was very involved in the darkness around Halloween, and he shared his testimony, and he said if you are a Christian and going out and celebrating Halloween, he's like, as Satanists, he's like, we view that as you're being on board with the darkness and the evil powers, and that sends chills up my spine when I think about that. And how sad it is if we are painting a picture to the world that we are okay with some of the things that go on around Halloween. That was his view on it. And I realize, not everybody has the same view. We could open it up for discussion. So is it okay, living in town here, Dale and Connie, I don't know if you have children that come to your door trick-or-treating or not. Okay. Now, my view on it, and we might not all think the same here, but if someone comes to your door, is it okay to give them candy? I'm not necessarily opposed to it, but I believe it's when we are the ones going out and collecting as being much more involved than, you know, giving someone candy that comes to the door. But my encouragement would be, I guess, if you're going to do that, represent the kingdom of light. Share the gospel with them. Hand them a tract. And you can also reprove the works of darkness and tell them why you're not out there practicing the same way that the world does. So in conclusion, again, the reason I share this message is not because I feel like we are practicing the things that go around Halloween. I think we do a good job at abstaining in this area. But I want us to abstain from darkness because we are called to be light in this dark world. And we do not want to be tapping into darkness and giving the world an unclear picture of where we really are. But rather, we want to be over here as children of light, reproving the works of darkness and not mixing the two kingdoms, if that makes sense. So my challenge is to you, when the world looks at you, what do they see? Do they see you as someone who is in the kingdom of light, representing light? Did you have something to share?
Distracting from the activities world into something that they can actually remember every year.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. That verse is a very good verse to test things with from Philippians 4. Very good. So, yeah, I'm wrapping up here. I'm about finished. But my encouragement to you this Halloween season, as if you are in the kingdom of light, walk as children of light, as we are instructed to, reproving the works of darkness, putting that off, and being a light as Jesus wants us to be in the Sermon on the Mount. Be a light in this dark world. Let your light shine, because the world, this dark world, seems to be getting darker and darker, and it needs light. So will you allow Jesus Christ to permeate your life so that you can be the light that He wants you to be? Thank you for your attention. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Heavenly Father, I come before You and thank You for the instruction that You have in Your Word. We recognize that to the world, October 31st, Halloween, is a very dark time. It's a time that many people celebrate, and there's a lot of darkness that's going on, but help each one of us to be children of light. Help us not to be mixing the kingdom of light with the kingdom of darkness, but may we be lights for You, reproving the works of darkness and bringing others to the light. I just pray that we could be shining for You wherever You call us, and help us to be true and faithful to You. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.